Welcome, everybody. Shir number 798. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of talking about a little bit off on a tangent, if you want to call it, from our Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, which we're finishing off. And then we've been talking about we want to move into Simen Reish Zayin Reish Ches, which talks about Ber Nefesh, Salamichya, and so on. But people ask here and there. It's important to know in reference to sitting when one has to sit in reference to a bracha. Now, there's a difference, obviously, as far as halachically, if you have to sit or it's a good thing to sit and so on, which we'll talk about. But we established so far the fact, we'll read it from Sefer Yisrael Halachas now, but in reference to benching, when a person benches, you have to sit. We also said, and we brought that from the Mechaben, Simen Kuf Pei Gimel. And we also saw in Kuf Pei Gimel after that, the next Sif said, that the person, even by Al HaMichya, person that the Rambam brings down and the Mechaba, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, the person has to sit even by Al HaMichya. Okay, so he cook his cake and so on, you have to sit also by the after bracha. Just to read real quickly from the Sefer Yitzhak Lachis, in Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, Ois Chof, Pshas Birchas HaMazen, he says, Sarach Leishev Levarach Be'ema. You have to sit by Birchas HaMazen when you're benching and sit with awe, as they call it, not with lightheadedness, with one foot up on the chair, as they call it, one foot up on the table. Okay, it has to be done the right way. Uviyira beim uviyira kadesh yochal chavin daitein, to be able to concentrate the right way. V'lo yisav derech gaiv uvivarch beyeshiva afilu im omad b'shas achil. Even though you might have been even standing when you ate, right? Even though that was a point we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, afilu im omad b'shas achil. Even though you were standing around eating for whatever the reason you did that, but when it comes time to bench, you still have to sit. Okay, unless a person's traveling, we're not going to get into those halachas right now, how that works. In other words, people used to travel, obviously, on various different animals or whatever the case is, wagons and so on. Okay, we're not going to get into those halachas. It used to be dangerous and so on. But a regular person in the house, you make sure you sit. That's what we mentioned also. You'll say, well, the first three brachas in benching is a deraisa, but the fourth bracha, birchas hatoiv umetiv, right, the bracha that we know of hatoiv umetiv, that's a deraisa. So maybe I don't have to sit over there. So I'll sit for the first three brachas and benching, and then I'll get up and I'll do what I have to do. No, you make sure. Sarach leisha bebracha bebracha revius brings on the sefer Yisrael Lachas of hatoiv umetiv. Right, so he brings that from the Mishabura we quoted last time also. Okay, lechatchila yeshiv ad achar amiras and lechatchila again. He brings the Sefer Yisrael Lachas from the Sefer Ruach Chaim, and also who brings actually from the Kaf HaChaim, Lechatchila Yeshev Ad Achar Amiris Oysa Shalom, Bimraimav, I'm sorry. In other words, till the end of benching. Lamaisa, till the end of benching. And when you say Oysa Shalom, Bimraimav, and so on, then the benching. Lechatchila, one should sit. Now, alpi alocha, you have to sit first three brachas and the fourth bracha, that's alpi alocha. But lechatchila, it's preferable to sit all the way through to make sure that the person should try and sit till the end of benching. Shukamoya, kiris raglaim, b'shmon esri. Okay, he compares it to shmon esri and so on. But a person should make sure they sit throughout benching, at least worst case scenario, the first four brachas, but even all the way through till the end. Now, let's say a case in time whereby, whatever the reason is, we're not going to get into those halachas, somebody benches for everybody. They should all be sitting. Okay, whatever, however that works, but bottom line is, whether you're benching yourself or listening to benching, in a case in time when it's allowed, which again, we're not going to get into those halachas right now at all, one should make sure that they are sitting. Okay, so now we spoke about... we said the bracha mei inshalish, in other words, the al hamichya, which is to read it from Sefer Yitzhak Lachas, gam b'shar shemavarach bracha, he says in ois chav beis, simen kuf pei gimel ois chav beis, gam b'shar shemavarach bracha, achas mei inshalish, tzarech leishev. When a person says al hamichya, right, bracha achas mei inshalish, make sure also that you have to, that you're sitting. So we saw that also in the Shulchan Aruch, we saw that in the Shulchan Aruch, and then the Mishbura explained from the Rambam. Okay, so now just he brings down on the bottom, does he say, in reference to the Al HaMichya, he splits it up a little bit, but he says, even though he does bring there are those who are choylik on that, one should be careful to sit like the Machmir. Again, the same thing by Al HaMichya, to sit, to make sure that you have a clearer head. The bottom line is, when you sit, you concentrate more. After we saw in the Mishnah Berurah that the Gra brings it down really only by Al Hamichya on Chamishas Minyadag, in other words, by the cookies and cake. And he says, "Sha'achach meishes minyadog, and yesh la'achman l'kuli amal v'erich b'yeshiva." That one should buy cookies and cake, or not just that, but chameishes minyadog, and meaning anything made from flour and so on. One should make sure to be sitting by if it's al hagefen or on payrois. Okay, so then it's a little bit drop more of a machlokes, but be it as it may. In other words, what I'm trying to say is when it's made out of regular flour, chameishes minyadog, then he brings down the kuli amal l'verich. Everybody, then you have to, according to everybody. On the other two, by the fruits and the wine, okay, so then it's already a machlokes. But again, a person should definitely sit even in those instances. But when it comes to cookies, cakes, and keep on saying cookies and cakes, but anything that's made out of flour and so on, then a person must sit. Again, the same thing like we saw. Now, what about all the other brachas? What about all the other brachas? Bar nefesh, shahakol, the brachas before the food and so on. Do I have to sit over there? So, lemaisa, al pi halacha, no, but it's an important thing if one could sit. So that's how the Sefer Kafah Chaim brings it down. The Oitzer Halachas quotes, I'm just to read from the Kafah Chaim, in Simen Kuf Pei Dalet, actually. Simen Kuf Pei Dalet, Ois Nun Aleph. That's important to know. Simen Kuf Pei Dalet, Ois Nun Aleph, in the Kafah Chaim. He says, V'tuiv lizor b'chol habrachas, one should be careful by all brachas to be sitting. Again, do you have to api halacha? No, but it's a good thing. V'toyv lizor, it's good to be careful. B'chol brachas la'imrim yushev, that one should sit when they make a bracha in general. Now you do want to keep in mind that by benching in al hamichya and so on, then it's a chiyuv. Then you have to sit. By other brachas, one should sit. If they can't, they can. But api halacha, the other two, you have to sit for sure. Now. So that's how the Sefer Yotzei Lachas brings it down. Just to end off, lechatchila toiv lizor levarech kol habrachas. A person should be careful to make all the brachas. I feel burn a fashas, even a burn a fashas, be yeshiva when they are sitting. And he goes, but again, it's a toiv lizor, lechatchila toiv lizor, that you don't have to, but it's an important thing if as much as possible to try. V'gam b'berachas hanenen, and he says, not just by after brachas, by the b'rnefashis, but even b'berachas hanenen, meaning shahakol, hadama, all the brachas before, mezonos, whatever, gam b'berachas hanenen, shebevarach lefnei yuachila, that you make before you start eating, yesh levarach b'yeshiva, kederach she'oichal b'yeshiva, a person should sit also by them. Avol im, but if it comes up, a certain case comes up, I just can't sit, whatever the case is, you would still also be allowed to make the bracha standing. Let's say in a case of time I'm standing, there's no chairs around, whatever the case is, I will miss. Right, that's what he says. But a person is standing, let's say, I'm just giving an example, and that's what Sefer Yisrael Allah says. Just to give an example, there's no chairs around, I'm standing, I'm eating, so then in that case you can make, obviously, the bracha standing also, and so on. You have sometimes a chasna, shmorgasbord, there's no chair around, whatever the case is. So how far you have to start walking for a chair? Okay, it's a good thing as much as possible. But if you can't, you can't, be it as it may. But as far as, again, so just to review, sum it all up, bottom line is, birchas hamazon, person benches, person has to sit the whole time. At least the first four brachas, and l'chatchila till the end of benching, by al hamichya, especially by chameishes minyadagan, when it's al hamichya on cookies, cake, even lakshin, all these different type of things, then person has to sit also. And by the other two, by wine or peiros, then it's also one should try as much as possible. It's a machlokes. But when it comes to the other brachas, like Berach Nefashos, Shahakol, Adama, all the brachas, and so on, Berach Nefashos is after bracha, but all the first brachas that come before, Mezonos and so on, then a person should also try and sit. We saw Toiv Lizor in the Kafah Chaim, a person should try and sit. In case they can't, over there, there's more wiggle room if they have to stand, so they would be able to stand in those instances. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha, Merachah, Kol Tuv.